You mentioned Richard Smallwood, Donald Lawrence.
Yeah.
Man, Richard Smallwood, the maestro.
Yes.
Donald Lawrence, oh, man, production, crazy, man.
Right.
The guy's a genius.
Yes,
how,
he is.
How is it working with both of these guys?
You know, from the on the one side, you know, I sing, I still sing with Richard Smallwood and Vision. So singing with Richard has been an amazing experience for me in that, not just, I mean, the music is great. You know, and this is not to take away from the music, but Richard Smallwood, the person, is greater than his music. Just, you know, the spirit of the man and how humble he is and how I see him interact with people and the fact that he really cares about people, you know, and that he writes music out of a place that's really, you know, personal so that people can feel, you know, the things that he's gone through and feel his testimony through his music. So for me, that was like the greatest thing I could see because it's impressed upon me to really make sure that I do the same thing. As it relates to Donald, Donald is like, you know, Donald is a tremendous songwriter, producer, you know, and businessman. So Donald schooled me on the business side of things. They helped me to learn the music business. So further to that, I have a publishing administration company, which a lot of people don't know. So I represent about 20 songwriters. Right,
wow.
All kinds of music. So having those two, you know, kind of those two different people in my life has really caused me to focus not just on the music, but on the day-to-day, you know, how you conduct yourself with the people who listen to your music and also how you conduct yourself as relates to the music, to the business, I'm sorry, of the music that we do. So it's been an amazing experience.
Let me drop a few more names. You mentioned still singing with Richard Smallwood and Vision. Do you know of a young lady by the name of Marette Brown Clark?
Yes, I do. Man, I've known Marette. As a matter of fact, I met Marette Brown Clark before Ted and Sherry, the group, was even in existence.
Wow.
Marette came to Memphis, which is where Sherry and I are from, and she was doing a song with the choir we were singing in. And I was like, who is this lady? You know, they brought her in, and when she started singing, I was like, wow, her voice, I had never really heard a quality like her voice. It was so unique.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known her ever since. And I was like, you know, that was in the 90s. So I've known Marette for a very, very long time. You know, and then singing with Vision and, you know, just through her solo projects that she's done. She's an amazing person, a wonderful spirit. I mean, just one of the sweetest people you could ever meet.
How did a Thomas Whitfield or a Donny Hathaway influence Ted Wynn?
Thomas Whitfield is, wow. He is, like, very much, I mean, he's passed on, but he's very much alive in my iPod and in my iTunes. Just the way that man said what he had to say was absolutely amazing. I'll give you a quick story. I was talking to Gwen Morton, who sang with the Whitfield Company, and she was talking to Thomas Whitfield about writing songs. And he told her that writing songs is simple. It's just really what you would say to God. He said, like, what would you say to God? And she said, I would say, precious Jesus, now I love you. He said, see, that's the beginning of a song. She said she went in the grocery store, man. By the time she came back out to the car, he had written Precious Jesus.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
and when you can write a song like that in a matter of a few minutes, there's something, like, incredibly, you know, amazing about you as a person. So I always, you know, I only had the opportunity to meet him once, and I never got to work with him, but I've always, you know, revered the music of Whitfield. Donny Hathaway is, you know, different but the same. Like, for me, listening to Donny Hathaway, I feel, you know, the passion and the intensity, you know, in his music every time I listen to it. It's a real emotional kind of music, and it will really take you someplace. So I had the opportunity to meet his daughter, Layla,
okay.
a few times. She's a really, really incredible singer as well. But, yeah, that's how they really impact me, just making me really think about what I have to say and saying it in a way that people can feel it and people can get it.
As we wrap things up with Ted Wynn, Ted, what would you say to a person who wants to venture out on their own in the music industry?
Well, depending on what capacity they want to move into it in, I would always say, man, start with the basics. Start with understanding how this business works. Because, I mean, there's a ministry element to it, but it's the music business at the end of the day. You know, what we do is the music business. And so I would always tell people, get some books. learn the business, understand how all the components come together, from the production of it to, you know, to people like yourself who are very intricate at radio, to making things come together, to the retail part of it, the promotions, the marketing. You know, there are a lot of different components that you have to understand. That's what I would say, you know. And then, you know, secondly, be sure that what you are supposed to do or called to do or anointed to do or graced to do is this music, you know, as full-time. Because some people, you know, are called to do music, but not necessarily, you know, on a level where they're traveling around the world doing it. And it doesn't make the people who are called to the, you know, any greater than you. You understand what I'm saying? So it's, you know, some were called to Judea, to Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. So I think God has given us all different, you know, abilities. I am a minister of music at a church in Charlotte twice a month, Bishop Kevin Long and Temple Church International. So I don't find it, you know, beneath me to serve in a local church. You know, I think that that's something that, that we should do, and that we, if our schedule permits, that we can do. As busy as Don Lawrence is, he just produced his church choir's project last week in Chicago. So I think that we should stay connected to the local body. And, you know, if God gives you something that you want to take to the masses, or he commands you to say some things to the masses, then I think you should do that as well.
Our guest, Ted Wynn, the new project, Balance, will be out in the fall. The new single, God Believes in You, you can check it out on his MySpace page. And what is that MySpace page?
It's myspace.com/TEDDWIN. Two D's, one N.
Okay. Ted, it has been a pleasure, and we thank you for joining us.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure's been mine.
It's Ted Wynn on Star 94.1.